Well, good evening, everyone. My name's Warren Lance, and I'd like to welcome you to the Take Action Team podcast, where each week, not only do we want to inspire you into taking action, but we really want to give you some tools to move your business forwards. And this week, oh my goodness, guys, get your pen and paper ready. We have an amazing individual joining us, an individual that's a 14-star platinum, 14-star crystal executive. That means they've created 14 executives that they personally enrolled. It's a dynamic couple. But what's really relevant about this is when this beautiful woman joined Isagenics, she'd never been in network marketing before. Her son, Isaac, was 2 years old, and Maya wasn't even a twinkle yet in Jono's eyes. But let me tell you, when Maya came onto the picture, Jen was going 5-star golden circle. So she's been a mom throughout this journey, getting pregnant with a newborn, and still manages to go platinum in Isagenics. So it is my absolute treat to welcome to the line this evening none other than Jen Schultz. How you doing, Jen?
Hi, Warren. I'm awesome. Thank you.
It's been an amazing journey, my friend. I mean, I've had the treat of watching Isaac grow up from 2 years old. Now all of a sudden he's 7 and Maya's racing around. She's almost like a young lady, or at least she certainly thinks she is.
She does, Maura. She's just turned 3 and yeah, you know, we're so grateful that have the opportunity to get to know all of you Canadians in our upline so well, and we get to spend so much time together, and we've all become such great friends, and it's one of the most special things to us about you know, our whole nearly 5 years in Isagenics.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I got to congratulate you and Jono. I know, unfortunately, he wasn't available to join us today, but I got to congratulate you guys on your success. I know it was you as a couple, and then sort of your 6 very influential people that you managed to cast the vision upon, like Natalie Cook, 5-time Olympian and gold medalist, that you guys were a huge part in igniting a country. And I mean, it's just absolutely remarkable what you've done. So I just want to say congratulations there. But I really want to delve into this in-touch training. I know you're running these workshops. They're duplicating because we got Jimmy Williams. We got a bunch of different individuals that are actually starting to run these in-touch trainings across Australia. And, I mean, the response I'm getting is like, wow. I mean, incredibly powerful in moving organizations forward. So before we sort of get into what the in-touch training's all about, like, how was it conceptualized? Like, what caused you to create this program? Let's start there.
Yeah, well, actually, Warren, it all started one day with someone I think that you know, very well, a friend of yours, or who you've introduced me to, Brian Carruthers. I was actually watching a video, a short video that he did once, and he was just saying that, you know, the thing that gives network marketing its point of difference or its edge is our ability to develop relationships. And without the relationships, we're really just, you know, retail sales. And he was just saying that the stickiness of for a customer or for, you know, a distributor building the business is really about the relationship. And it's one of the things that you and Arlene are just, you know, magical at. And I learned so much from both of you in watching how you work so hard and you put so much time and energy into relationships, and that's, you know, why you're down in Australia, you know, sometimes a couple of times a year, and, you know, you make such an effort to go and see so many people. So I started to, you know, to really look, you know, watch what you do, and was listening to what Brian was saying, and Brian was also saying with the increase in social media, and the internet and online marketing and websites and people using all of that sort of thing, he really feels that the we're at risk of losing the relationship, and there's this transition from high touch, from network marketing is traditionally a high touch business, to high tech, and it loses its stickiness as soon as we lose the touch. And I thought, wow, you know, social media is such an amazing, incredible way to grow our businesses, and the internet is such an incredible way to communicate. You know, we can do Zoom calls, and we can do, webinars, and we can do all sorts of. It's a great way to get more in touch than, emails. But the risk is never getting. You know, you and I know our friendship would never have grown to what it is if we hadn't had face-to-face time, right? So that's really the key, is finding a way to have face-to-face time. And Zoom and Skype and those tools are incredible, but they're a little bit of a gap filler until we can actually get and sit face-to-face, belly-to-belly and soul-to-soul. And that's where we create sticky lifetime relationships, which is what we really need for our businesses to thrive.
I like that. I really like that, because I would also probably suggest, because I know you have many team members that have really leveraged social media to an incredible level. I mean, like you have some team members that have gone platinum through leveraging social media, but I think both you and I know we've had conversations around it. It seems to be those leaders that have been successful with the social media have developed relationships with the individuals that they met through social media. And the ones that, for whatever reason, can't figure out how to develop the relationship, their businesses don't explode to the same level.
Correct. So sometimes it's not only, we can't all get on with everyone. So it might not be, for example, that I have a great relationship with every single person that I enroll, but maybe someone in my upline has a great relationship. So maybe, you have a great relationship with someone. So we have many levels of, and it might not even always be upline, it can be crossline. And that's what's so wonderful about this beautiful community that we have. But if at some point there's not a strong relationship developed with another person, upline, crossline, same line, whatever, it's unlikely the person is going to stick over the long term. So it's just that relationship part of it is it's what gives network marketing its point of difference, and it's also what makes people stay around for the long term. So we have to find a way to have that at the forefront and be working on those relationships.
Wow. So that's really what it is this in-touch training is really about helping people understand the importance of creating relationships. And I know we're going to go through some amazing sort of points here, but why it really works is, I'm not going to ask you that now. I mean, we can probably sum up at the end why it really works, because it's going to become clear as we go through this training. And this training typically is, an all-day? It's about 6 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. It takes about 6 hours. It's supposed to be small groups. So picture, a group sitting around a big table, everyone on their laptops. We created a PowerPoint, and Jen Jeffries and Melinda Torrey and I kind of sat down one day, and we got some input from some other leaders as well about what was important, and we just kind of tried to nut it all out and put it together. And we created a PowerPoint, but it's not to teach from. It's more of just a framework to give a little bit of structure and content to the day, and just guide people along. Because the other thing that we wanted this to be was something that was simple enough that it could duplicate. So, someone could come to one, and then they could take it, and then they could find their group of 10 people, and they could sit around together, and they could run through the same, the same day. And, I guess my vision is that, once a year in Australia we have our celebration, or once a year in the US we have a big celebration, and you know, there might be like 4,000 or 5,000 people in Australia or 15,000 people in the US. But imagine if we had 100, and I think in terms of Australia first, and but of course this can spread anywhere. But imagine, say, using Australia as an example, if we had 100 leaders every week just sitting around a table with 10 people, that's 1,000 people a week going through a basic training about, you know, what it really takes to succeed in isogenics. And that's, instead of waiting to a big event, it's kind of like filling a gap between, you know, doing our team calls and our Zoom calls and our online training or learning, you know, our content on something like isogenicsbusiness.com. It's filling the gap between that and waiting for a big event. And it's filling the gap in terms of at a big event, we don't really have the chance to sit with people and talk about, I guess, what's real. And not, we can stand on stage and talk about what's real for us, although sometimes I think, you know, we the hardness, the daily hardness gets a little bit overshadowed by the, you know, the glory. I guess, you know, we often say people hear about the glory, not the story. And but when we can sit around a small table and everyone has a voice, we can, you know, people can say, you know, this is my struggle, this is my challenge. And we can sit with people in that moment and say, hey, well, you know what might help? Why don't you try this? Or maybe you need to do that first. Or, you know, and just really step people. And we can't do that at an event where there's thousands of people. And it's really hard to do that well to, you know, on a group team call or something like that. So it's really filling that gap in lots of different ways.
Well, obviously it's working. I know we have people, Australia took off like a shooting star, and then it's flatlined for a while. But, I mean, I look at the individuals running these trainings, and their organizations are picking up momentum. People are rank advancing. There's excitement happening. So I think we know what it is, and I'm getting a good idea why it works. But let's jump into it. So the first step is you have this group of 10 to 12 people or 8 to 12 people, and it's really about understanding the importance of relationships. You want to expand upon a little. I know we've been talking about it, and the ones that we develop relationships with seem to stick. But do you want to expand upon that, how it sort of works during this training?
Well, as I said, the thing is really it's about sitting around a table all on the same level, not having one person standing up and teaching. Everyone sits with their laptop, so they've got the PowerPoint in front of them. There's a bit of content in the PowerPoint, and, you know, I'm happy to share that with anyone. And I already, as you said, Warren, already have, and the InTouch trainings are rolling out really beautifully all over the place, and the people using them are really creating some incredible growth at the moment in their teams. The relationship, I guess, really starts with, A, just spending a day in a small group environment and really getting to know each other. But we really open the first hour or two of the training is really on talking about our why. And the why piece is something that was always personally for me a real struggle, because I used to go to events and hear people saying, you've got to figure out your why. And it's your why that drives you. And I didn't understand what they were talking about, or I think I was too fearful to pick a why in case I chose the wrong why. And I was like, what if I choose the wrong why? And I never got it. It was something that never clicked with me. And so we found a really simple way to help people figure out their why. And
ooh, that'll be good.
Yeah, and then so we basically, you know, I say to you, so Warren, what I want you to do is we're going to go around the table one person at a time, and what I want you to just tell us, how much do you earn now, how much do you want to earn, and why? So it's not just
plucking
a number.
And so if I'm relatively new, are you talking about how much I earn in network marketing, which is, say, $60 a week, or are you
Correct.
Talking about – I'm a school teacher and I make 60 or 50,000 a year, or what do you mean by how much like you're earning now? Is that just total income?
Yeah. So it can be either. It can be whatever people feel comfortable talking about. And some people do want to say, you know, I'm a school teacher and every month we spent, there's more month than money, and we're sinking, as a family we're sinking. And in Isogenic, you know, I've just started. And that's the other thing, this In Touch training is such a great day for whether someone's, I've had people there who don't even have their products yet, but they know that they want to build the business, to people who, you know, are, you know, platinums. So, and everyone just gets so much out of it. But, yeah, so it's whatever people want to talk about, but it's really what matters is the difference. It's like, where do they want to go? And what's so interesting is, I would say over 80% of people, the amount of money that would change their life, that would get them off the nail that they're laying on, is always, 80% of answers fall between $500 a week and $2,000 a week. As we go around, and I've done like, I don't know, 20 of these sessions now with, you know, 10 to 15 people in them, and 80%.
You're talking about week, not month. So you're talking roughly around 2,000 a month to 8,000 a month.
Correct.
That would radically shift.
Yep, it would change their life. It would bring husbands home from work. It would save marriages. It would say, it would just, there's stuff. And so when we go around and share this, I try not to put a time limit on it so that people can just, you know, say what they need to say. And there's always tears. And it creates such a dramatic shift. So when someone sends me a message on Facebook and says, hey, Jen, will you do a three-way call for me? And I've never met them and I don't know anything about them. You know, my reaction is kind of like, oh, man, when am I going to fit this in? Yep, okay. But if it's, you know, Sarah, and last week I sat across the table from Sarah and she told me about her life and how much pain she's in right now and how just $500 a week is going to save her marriage and mean that they can, you know, take their kid out of that school where he's being bullied and put him in a better school, then, you know, when she sends me a message and says, Jen, would you help me with a three-way call? Like, I'm just going to jump at that. It just changes everything when we get to know people on that level.
Which makes sense.
And to everyone at the table. Yeah.
Which makes complete sense. That's why you say going through that 8 to 12 people could take anywhere from an hour to 2 hours. Okay, so, yeah, I love it. And again,
And then people love it too. People, and you can see, like, we're asking some, you know, it's a bold question, and we're asking people to be brave and, you know, to open up and share some of their deepest stuff and to people maybe that they haven't met before. But we can't build deep relationships unless we're willing to ask bold questions. And that takes practice and that takes some courage. And so when we have that, you know, it's that safe environment, and everyone who's sitting around that table, they learn that it's okay to ask those deeper questions. And actually, when we do, beautiful things happen. And it's just a really cool experience to go into that space with people.
Mm, love it. So you've gone through this, and I get how you're pulling out their why, because all of a sudden, an extra 2,000 or 8,000 a month, whatever it may be, as you said, it could be bringing home a husband. And all of a sudden, that they're driving why. And the great thing to remember is our why changes over time. Initially, it may be to bring home your partner. And in the future, it could evolve to something else. But I love it. And as you said, it's very, very intimate. Now, I know this is sort of like the next area that you go into, because I know you've done extensive personal development work yourself. You're finding that there's a gap between online learning, like getting on a podcast, listening to this, and going to events. You're saying that there's a little bit of a gap, and you then roll into sort of trying to fill that gap. Do you want to expand upon that?
Yeah, well, we know that when people purchase online learning, there's something, the stats show that there's like a 10% participation rate. It's really, really low. And we also see this in our businesses when we, you know, how many people really could turn up to our team calls or to our, you know, I've been working with Andrew and Angie Logan a lot lately, and Andrew's running some incredible training. He does a four-week millionaire in training webinar program, and then he's doing, we're just on our third week actually this week of what we call executive masterclass training. It's just a little 4 week, it's kind of like a next level to help people go from manager to executive. And you know, the participation rate is actually so low compared to what it could be, and we find that if once we've had people have an be to one of these in-touch trainings, and we've essentially, they walk away at the end of the day having a framework and an understanding, and they can see a path to help them get from where they are now and where they want to be, which is what they just sat around the table and, you know, at that fought on tears, you know, then they are more likely to turn up to the online stuff. It's just that with the online type of training, there's no accountability. Like if our face is missing, is anyone going to notice? And so we tend not to show up. And then events, I mean, we all know how hard it is to get people to come to events. And it's a big commitment. You know, if it's a four-day event like celebration, people have to take a day off either side to travel. It's nearly a week away from their families, and they might have a spouse who doesn't really get why they need to be away for that and, you know, what's going on, and there's the added expense. And that's the other thing about the in-touch training, is it can be done in a home. We don't need to hire out a room. There's no cost involved. We can just, you know, have a shake for lunch. It's meant to be really low cost, so there's no, you know, no limitations in that way. And it's meant to be just, we could stretch it out to 2 days of training, absolutely, but then we're adding boundary, you know, we're limiting people again because people are going to have to travel, stay overnight. So it's really cramming into 6 hours. We don't even stop, we don't break for lunch. We jump up, make shake, jump back down, and we just, you know, so people can drive, get there, do the 6 hours, drive home if they need to. So we just tried to, I guess, cater and fill all the gaps between online training and actually attending an event. And it seems to just fill that space.
Love it. And it's a lot of times when someone knows it's going to be more intimate, it's actually almost more appealing to participate. Like there's a
especially
special training going on, Marcia. Do you want to be part of it? I mean, there's only going to be 10 of us. We have Jen coming in, or we have Michael coming. We have somebody coming in. And it becomes something special. So I get it. So you're filling the gap between online learning and events.
Yeah, and people ask me, Warren, can you do it, like, say 10 people on a Zoom call? And you know what? Absolutely, it could be done like that. Will it be as effective? I don't think so. I think seeing someone in tears on a computer screen has nowhere near the impact of sitting at a table and, you know, actually giving someone a hug or handing someone some tissues or, you know, just feeling their energy. I think that some people are going to grab this and try and do it. And is something better than nothing? Yep, I mean, possibly. And maybe it could still have 50% of the impact and therefore it's worth doing. I'm not sure. I haven't done that yet. I just try. And I think it really is meaningful to people that we, you know, Jen bothered to come to Melbourne and sit with us for a day. Instead of, who's that girl on the stage who, you know, earns this crazy amount of money that I can't even imagine myself ever earning. And you know, sitting with people for a day and they get to see that, you know, we all kind of burp and fart and, look, you know, say this, stumble over our words, and we're all just human and we're all just the same. So
I get it. Absolutely get it. And then I think your goal is when people leave there, they really have an understanding of what it really takes to build a network marketing business. Can you sort of expand upon that? Because, I mean, that's a pretty broad statement, what it takes to build a business. Well, I mean, you need to talk to people, like find people to talk to the people you find, and then show them how to do the same thing. I mean, but there's more to it.
Yeah, so we start with the why piece, and we get people really connected to why they're here and why they're in Isagenics and how it is going to change their life. And then, as I said, it's so interesting. Most people, what would completely change their life is somewhere between $500 a week and $2,000 a week, which is really somewhere between 1 star and 3 star. And so then later in the training, we go into the numbers and we talk about the compensation plan. And if we can show them the path to 1 star and exactly how many conversations they need to achieve 1 star, and then 2 star and then 3 star, we can just so clearly show them the way out of their situation and into the life that they want to live. And it's so much more meaningful when it's attached to them and their why, then, and those conversations become attached to them getting from A to B. And that is so much more powerful than just keeping the two separate, them not understanding why they're here or why they want to do this, and then we're just explaining, showing them a video of a compensation plan. Like those two pieces are too disconnected to help people do the things they don't want to do. Because the truth is, to create change, to move to a different place, or to move to a different income level and live a different life, we have to do things we don't want to do. We have to do things that feel uncomfortable. We have to do things that scare us. We have to do things when we're tired and we can't really be bothered. Correct. And so, yeah, so when we talk about what it really takes, we go through, so the next part of the InTouch training, the next 2 hours, is we really go through the six skills, what I call the six skills and the seven C's. And so the six skills, you know, that we talk about in Isagenics are finding, skill one, finding people to talk to, skill two, talking to people we find. So, you know, we really spend some time on both of those skills. And the concept that we teach people is if we get to a 10 out of 10 skill level in those six basic skills, so we've got find people to talk to people we find, support our people, build belief in the five key areas, bring people to events and become a better you, or personal development. If we are 10 out of 10 in those areas, we will earn 7 figures a year. So, and we all come into Isagenics with different skill levels. So some of us already come in with a great skill at talking to people. You know, so I came in as a physiotherapist, and so I've spent 20 years asking people questions and finding out what's wrong with them and figuring out how to fix them, and having to really quickly, in a really short space of time, develop a rapport so that I could help them, so that they would trust me and I could help them heal. And that's a skill that I already had. But some people aren't going to come in with a skill like that. Or some people are going to come in already with a huge database of names, or a huge network. And some people are going to come in with just a really small network, or maybe they've worked in a job all their life that doesn't require even talking to people. You know, maybe they work on tractors or, you know, whatever. So then once we understand what's involved in each skill level and we work out where we're at, we can say, well, if we're, you know, and we talk to people in the InTouch training about what feels awkward to you, what parts when we're talking about these skills, just take notice about what is coming up for you. What are you feeling resistance to? What are you feeling like, oh, I don't want to do that. That makes me feel, just talking about that makes me feel really uncomfortable, or I'm just not good at supporting people, or I find this part of it really boring, or, you know, and so we start to identify out of 10, where do you feel you're at in those areas, and then go to work on the skills that you're not good at. And keeping in mind, so, you know, so we don't want to make people who are already 9 out of 10 in finding people to talk to go and work, practice that skill, or, you know, because they would be better to practice one that, say, they're not good at getting people to events. Go and learn more about how to promote events and help bring people to events. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you're sort of taking them, discovering where they are on the scale of 1 to 10, and then you help them focus, which makes complete sense. Absolutely.
Yeah, and so you know, we go through and we talk about, you know, even people, one of the, when we talk about the building belief in the 5 key areas. So what's our belief in the products, the company, the compensation plan, network marketing as a profession, and ourselves? You know, nearly everyone says, who's used the products, says, well, yeah, my belief in the products is 10 out of 10. Like, clearly they work. I lost weight or I have more energy or whatever. And they believe in the company, and they, you know, if they've been paid or they see a friend is earning money, you know, they believe that our compensation plan works. Sometimes people are still struggling with owning network marketing and just being, you know, so in love with, like, and like I was in my first year, I was kind of allergic to network marketing. I was embarrassed. I thought it was a dodgy profession. I didn't want to tell anyone I was involved in it. And, you know, now I love it. Now I just passionately believe it is the best business model in the whole world. And, you know, we talk about, until we get to 10 out of 10 in those 5 beliefs, someone can come and push us over. And when we get to 10 out of 10, no, it doesn't matter what anyone says, Warren, no one can push you over. No one can make you doubt that you are in the right place, can they? There's nothing that anyone can say.
Okay, so there's a huge process around really discovering the 6 skills to become successful. Now, you also have the 7 C's essential to creating success. What exactly are those?
Mm-hmm. So we talk about that. So, and this is not just success in network marketing. This is success in any industry or any business or any endeavor. If you want to be an athlete, an elite level athlete, whatever. These are just really broad success principles. But the first one is commitment. So, you know, we talk about, you know, that the real measure of commitment is action. And true commitment inspires and attracts people. And that commitment always precedes achievement. And commitment is what separates doers from dreamers. You know, and commitment looks like the hours that we work and show up when it feels uncomfortable to do so. That's what commitment is. So without commitment, we're not going to achieve success in anything. And the next one is communication. So if we can't get a message across clearly and motivate others to act on it, then having a message doesn't even matter. So communication is just one of those lifelong skills that requires, you know, I don't think you can ever stop practicing, and we can always get better at communication. And, you know, it's really about understanding our content and keeping our message simple and listening more than we talk, always being positive, you know, all of those sort of things. And the third C is competence. And it's just a fact that people don't follow or they won't follow or want to learn from someone who's incompetent. So we have to cultivate competence. We have to know what we're talking about. We have to, and that means showing up every single day, no matter what, and keeping improving, because our growth determines who we are, and who we are determines who we attract. And never taking shortcuts. Like, you can't take a shortcut to competence. Shortcuts don't exist. And we've got people who are looking for shortcuts have to realize that the universe sees them looking for shortcuts, and it's just going to give them a shortcut straight back. You know, staying focused. If we chase 2 rabbits, one's going to escape. Competence is about, you know, in Isagenics we have so many systems that we use and we plug people into. We have to understand those systems. Then courage is our 4th C. And that just is that whole conversation around growth and fear and moving through fear and feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And, you know, courage is not an absence of fear, but it's doing what we are afraid to do. And there's not a successful person in the world who hasn't done things that they're afraid to do. And courage is doing what's right, not what's convenient or not what's easy. And, you know, courage is contagious and it's inspirational. So we all know that we, when we see a courageous person, that's who we want to follow. So we have to cultivate courage as a habit, as a value and a quality that we have. The fifth one is contribution. You know, so I love the quote, our candle loses nothing when it lights another. And abundance starts with giving when we think we have nothing to give. And, you know, servant leadership really falls into this. And when we're outwards focused and we're always focusing on helping others, and I think, you know, Jono and I have had this beautiful journey through Isogenics because we were so fortunate to have no expectations because we kind of thought network marketing sucked, and but we fell in love with these products and then we just wanted to help more people get healthy, and then, you know, then we started getting paid, and then we'd help more people, and then Isogenics would pay us more, and everything was just a bonus. But it was always, and it still is, nothing gets me more excited than starting a new person on the products and helping them through their first 30 days. Well, actually, equally as excited, I think, is seeing people setting a goal, an income goal now as well, and achieving that income goal. That's really cool as well. But yeah, so it's about giving. You know, the law of the universe sees what we give, and knowing that when we give, it never comes back from. We should never expect it to come back. It never will come back from where we gave it to. But Isogenics has this magical way of showering us with more than we gave, but it comes from all different directions and in all different forms.
Jen, that is so true. It's so funny because so many people think we're in Jimmy Smith's, the Take Action Teams, and Jimmy Smith's downline. And Jimmy Smith has done three-way calls for me with Michael Klaus, Lynn Hagedorn. I mean, the list goes, Michael Barker, the list just goes on and on. In fact, Jimmy and I were doing a three-way this morning, a Zoom call three-way with two of the top network marketers in Europe. I mean, they were the highest level in Nu Skin. They were the strongest money earners in another network marketing company. I mean, just a huge couple. Mm-hmm. And everyone thinks we're in Jimmy Smith's downline because he's done so many three-way calls for me. The reality is he isn't in our upline. He's cross-line to me, but we've developed this friendship and this relationship. And I've questioned him in the past, and I go, Jimmy, you're investing so much time in helping me and the Take Action team become successful. I go, I want to help. And he goes, Warren, don't worry, you are. And he goes, the more I help other people, it seems like the more blessings come my way. I help you close a real big networker, like for Lori and I mean, John and Trish are coming in, let me tell you. It is going to be so exciting. And in Jimmy's opinion, as he helps close John and Trish for us, and as a result of that, you know, all of a sudden this network marketer pops into his life and goes into his reentry and helps him max out. It just seems like the more he helps others, the more he gets blessed and helped. So there is really something about that piece as far as contribution. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, absolutely. It absolutely is. And you know, Isogenics has really taught me that. So
love it.
The sixth C is creativity. You know, so, and that, what really comes into creativity is innovation, always asking how. So how can I find more people to talk to? How can I help people feel more supported? How can I help people have a better 30-day experience? How can I help people understand that they need to use these products in their bodies for the rest of their lives? How can I help people understand that, you know, why would we ever go a day without putting this amazing nutrition in our bodies? How can I help people understand that network marketing is the best business model in the whole world? So that's really creativity. I'm always asking how can I be better? How can, you know, and always being willing to try new ways and make mistakes. Successful people go first in terms of innovation and trying things out. They don't sit around and wait for someone to give them the recipe and the exact words to say. They go and stuff it up and they go, oh, well, I stuffed it up. That didn't go down so well. I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to try something. And, I mean, Warren, I know I've made so many mistakes in this last 5 years, and there's so many things that I've done that I would never do again, or I've said that I wouldn't say again, or whatever. And I'm sure that you have done the same thing, but it's really the only way to learn, because otherwise we just don't really learn without adversity, do we? We have to have the adversity to learn our lessons.
Unfortunately, that's the truth. I mean, it is. I mean, adversity like strengthens your backbone. It makes for a heck of a good $1 million story, let me tell you. And the truth is, we all have it. I mean, we all go through struggles.
We do. And as soon as we learn to value adversity, I mean, when I feel challenged and when things are feeling really, really hard, I say, okay, universe, what are you trying to teach me here? I know you're trying to teach me something, and I'm just being a little bit thick right now, and I'm not getting the message that you're keeping on shoving stuff at me. And sometimes, you know, it feels like you can't climb out, but then you get the lesson and you break through, and, you know, it's just amazing the place you get to go to next. But it could never have happened without the challenges and the obstacles. And so, so learning to really value them. And the other part to creativity is being entrepreneurial in finding people to talk to. So, you know, people talk about network marketing and network marketers being entrepreneurs. You know, I really challenge that. I don't think network marketers are entrepreneurs at all, because, we get into network marketing because it's a low risk for starters. The company does it all for us. So I think entrepreneurs truly come up with their own ideas, take on all their own risk, and then go out there and create their thing in the world. However, and we talk about duplication, and so I think there's a place in network marketing for entrepreneurialism, and that's in finding people to talk to. And then once we have people started, then we plug them in to systems. And that's where duplication comes in. And that's why network marketing, if we understand our systems and we plug people in and then they do the same, that's how we get leverage. So duplication really is just essential to leverage, which is what residual income is. And so, just understanding that it's okay to be creative and entrepreneurial in that first space and use our life experience and our life skills to date in finding people to talk to, and then getting into the duplication phase after that. So, and then the seventh C is compliance. And, you know, really that's just about helping people understand why we have rules, because humans need rules, humans need boundaries. There's not a society or a group of people in the world that aren't governed by a set of rules. If you think about whether it's a tribe in Africa or our laws in Australia are a bit different to laws in the US, or companies, workplaces, we all have a set of guiding principles and rules, and they're there to protect the majority. And sometimes if we don't understand the rule, all we need to do is understand that it's there for a reason. It's there to protect the legacy of what Isagenics is. And people actually perform better when they understand their boundaries than if they're left out there to flap and not know how far they can go. So getting people just to understand the why behind compliance, because if we don't, it's like doing a cleanse day, but no one explained to us why we cleanse. So if I say, Warren, you're just not going to eat tomorrow and the next day, okay, and I'll give you a call the day after and let me know how you went, when you get to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's going to be really hard for you not to break that cleanse. But if you understand why you're doing the cleanse, why intermittent fasting is so good, what is in that cleanse for life drink, and what's in those little snacks, the little ISO snacks, then you're much more likely to stick to the cleanse day.
Isn't that truth?
Yeah, and then.
Okay, so there's the seven C's, which in creating success, and as you said, that goes for virtually all industries. I love that. Now, the other thing that you're really big on and taking people through, and this is going to throw some people. It's understanding the numbers of network marketing. And right off the bat, I would be thinking, okay, great, that has to do with our compensation plan, how it works. Right, one-third, two-third binary, blah, blah, blah. But the reality is, I think it's you've taken it much broader, and you're looking at what that cycle actually means. The significance of the numbers. Do you want to explain that a little bit?
Yeah. So firstly, one of the things that we found as we're doing these in-touch trainings is 80% of people don't understand the compensation plan well enough to stand up, you know, right now and draw it on a whiteboard. And, you know, for someone who's a fair way into, for someone who's saying, I want to earn $500 a week, which is $25,000 a year, that's half a full-time wage, or, you know, $1,000 a week, which is a full-time wage, average wage here in Australia, 50 grand a year, or some people are saying, I want to earn $2,000 a week, you know, 100 grand a year, that's like what an underground miner would earn, or that's more than a teacher or a nurse or a physio would earn. But yet they don't want to take the time to understand how we get paid so that they can explain it to other people. See how there's like a, that's not congruent. There's a, that does not align. And so, you know, we really talk to people about, we talk through the comp plan, we, you know, go through questions, really help people to understand that, but to understand the importance of don't, you know, next week still not understand this and say, I want to earn this amount of money. Like, if you only want to earn ever $60 a week, then maybe it's okay not to understand how you earned it. But if you want to earn more than that, you've really got to get clear on how we get paid. But then what gets so exciting is understanding that I want to, you know, that going back to that why am I here in Isogenics? Why am I here at this training? It's because I just need $500 a week to save my marriage or, you know, whatever it was. That's $500 a week is one star. And then, and we know Warren, Jimmy Smith says it all the time, and I think we've all learned from Jimmy, you know, 9 out of 10 people are going to say no. They just are. And I, you know, if we look at just research and statistics, we know only 8% of people are ever looking to change their health at any point in time. So the chances are if I talk to 10 people today, 9 are not ready to say yes to Isogenics. Nothing to do with what I said. It's just, that's just statistics. So if we want to go one star, most people will hit one star with around 50 enrollments, create 10 consultants and go executive. Like that's kind of, it's just a rough map. So we know if you want to enroll 50 people, how many conversations do we have to have? 500 conversations. So if I can say that, if I can show someone that they're 500 conversations away from saving their marriage or helping their little boy, you know, change and move to that other school that they really want him to go to, how much easier is it going to be for them to go and have those 500 conversations? It's so powerful.
Much so, because you've just created it, you've related it to what's really important to them. And I love that because you've taken it right back from the very beginning where it was sort of like building the relationship and going through that process. And it was really about... Why do they want to create that extra money and the impact it would have on their life, right? And it's when all of a sudden it was the impact. The impact was move my son to this private school. And
correct.
Now right at the end of the training, you're sort of anchoring it in so that it just brings it all home. I mean, it's brilliant. The group of you that I know you and many other individuals have invested tens of hours in putting this together. It's very well thought through, and I appreciate you taking the time to share it with us.
So then, you know, and so if someone said they want to earn $1,000 a week, well, that's two stars. So that's 1,000 conversations. I'm like, so you're 1,000 conversations away from completely changing your life, from going from A to B, and B is the place that you want to go. So how long are you going to take to have those conversations? That's up to you. You know, you could go and have those conversations in 1 month if you wanted to, or you could take 10 years. You know, it's just like, how bad, like Lynn Hagedorn says, how bad do you want it and when do you want it? And so, you know, so we talk about that. We talk about, you know, choosing our own pace and not comparing to other people's pace. So, you know, if I decide I want to walk, I can't compare myself to someone who's sprinting. And I can't get all down and out and, oh, I'm such a failure. I suck at this when I'm having 2 conversations a week and they're having 200.
You can't expect the same outcome.
Correct. And I can't take myself out of the game and quit and say, oh, network marketing doesn't work or I'm hopeless and blah, 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 when I chose a different pace. So it's like that's kind of really about owning our pace and owning our times, now that our time frames, now that we know exactly the action that we need to take.
And then don't you also in this part in understanding the numbers of network marketing really show them that what one cycle actually means, like how much money you would have to have in the bank?
Yeah.
Do you not also get into that a bit?
We do. So we go into that and we just create a table and we show that one cycle a week or 60 Aussie, 60 Canadian, 54 US, whatever it is about $3,000 a year, which is, you know, invested in, you would have to have $60,000 in the bank at 5% interest. And who can even get a 5% return on cash right now? It's more like 2% or 2.5%. So you could actually double these numbers. You probably need $120,000 in the bank to earn the equivalent of one cycle a week. And, you know, we go around the table, we're like, who's got $120,000 sitting in the bank? And no one. Like, it's a rare person who has that money just sitting there earning interest. And yet people were kind of embarrassed when we went around the table at the start and they were like, oh, you know, I only earn one cycle a week or maybe four, I only cycle 4 or 5 times a month. And it's like, wow, you actually have $100,000 sitting in the bank. Like, see
Hello.
The value of that one cycle. Yeah, how awesome is that? And you know, we have people saying, you know, yeah, I'm stuck at one star, I'm only earning 10 cycles a week. Like, that's like having $600,000 at 5% interest in the bank. Or, well, that's not even realistic today. Yeah, 2.5%. You have to have $1.2 million sitting in the bank to earn 10 cycles a week. And I just think, if we really understood the value of that residual income that's coming in every week, why would we ever quit this? Why would we ever think about going anywhere? And, you know, Jono and I think, you know, whatever we earn is equivalent to having like $40 million in the bank. And I like, where was a little old physiotherapist and a little old personal trainer? Where were we ever going to save up $40 million, like, in our lifetime? Seriously.
Yeah, not realistic. And I think that's part of the brilliance is in the numbers, you really make it where it hits home. And I'm sure some people are looking at you dumbfounded, but it's the reality. And I think it's a shame that so many of us, and I was there too, and we all were, when all of a sudden we're cycling 2 or 3 times or 4 or 5 times or whatever it may be, and you're feeling like a failure, you're no good, or all this other stuff because you're looking at a Lynn Hagedorn that takes off like a shooting star, yet we forget to realize that she had 8 years of experience and was highly successful in the industry ever before joining Isagenics. So you got to put all the background information into place before you ever start to compare. And I think that's so relevant how you explain the numbers. And then you sort of round out the day with the importance of having a business mindset. That if you invested over $1 million in opening up a McDonald's, mm-hmm. how would you treat it? If you invested X number of dollars in opening up a Subway franchise, which is, I don't know, $250,000 or whatever it may be, again, how would you treat it? Here, you have the ability to smoke a Subway franchise, smoke a McDonald's, And you're not investing hundreds of thousands of dollars. In many cases, most people come in with our starter pack slash presence pack at roughly around $600. And there isn't the same
That's
appreciation.
Right.
So you want to talk a little bit about the business owner mindset?
Well, yeah. So, you know, it's exactly what you just said, Warren. And it's really, I think that, you know, I had owned a business. I had owned my own physiotherapy practice for quite a few years. And so I had that experience. But I was, you know, I got to thinking and I thought, you know, most people have only ever come into network marketing. And I think Isogenix is a little bit unique in that we have so many successful business builders who actually only ever came for the product, and they kind of stumbled into network marketing. Whereas a lot of other companies, people go in for the business and they go, yeah, okay, I want a network marketing business. Yeah, I think I like that product. I think I could sell the product. Yep, that, and that's how they go. But because we just have this incredibly transformational health product, I would think maybe 90% of our business builders, of our top 100 income earners, probably only ever came for the product with no intention.
Well,
of
Jen, the reality is on the Take Action team, I believe we have 12 platinums. It's either 12 or 13. And of those 12 platinums, who are basically $1 million a year money earners,
yeah,
only three of them came in for the business.
Yeah.
Nine of them were pure product users, no different than you, not interested in the business because of a tremendous product experience and capturing the vision of impacting others and loving how it feels. You and Jono have become a seven-figure, I mean, you're pushing a multiple seven-figure money earner. And I think that says so much about this company. This is truly a legacy company. Guys, this doesn't happen every day. This doesn't happen in other network marketing companies where, as you said, almost 90% of the big money earners came in purely as product users. I mean, that's exciting. We discussed that actually with these leaders out of London. I mean, they were so excited about that. It's huge.
Yeah, it is. And so I think it's really important that we're aware of, A, people are stumbling into this as a business. So they're not coming in upfront with a business owner mindset. And many of those people have never had any business experience. So we're not enrolling Jimmy Williams, you know, who's like a franchise owner expert. You know, they're the rarer types of people that are coming into this business. So you know, we just, so any business owner knows that you have to have a new business plan every quarter, right? You can't even get a loan from the bank to buy your $500,000 business unless you have a business plan that you've written up and presented to the bank. Yet in Isogenix, our 90-day game plan is our business plan, and all we have to do is fill out the dotted line, you know, filling the gaps. And most of us can't even be bothered to do that. Yet we want to, in the next sentence, we say we want to earn $2,000 a week or $5,000 a week, but we can't be bothered to fill in the dotted lines in the business plan that's given to us. And so, again, there's this incongruency or this lack of alignment between what we're saying we want from Isogenix and what we are prepared to do to get that. And it's just, you know, it kind of, I'll be honest, it just frustrates me sometimes that we want all this money, but we're not prepared to do the basic things that are just common sense around, you know, having our own business, because that's what we have. Mm. We have this incredible business that we're not looking after and we're not valuing, we're not treating very well. So we just talk about that.
I think that's the ultimate brilliance in rounding out this day, because again, as you're aware, and the group of you that developed it, you're aware that you're dealing with product users. Like 90%, they're not coming in with the business mindset. So now all of a sudden, you have these product users that all of a sudden they want to earn $2,000 a week, yet you're now attaching it to a reality that, wait a second, like if you were to start a business, needed to get a loan from the bank, I mean, you'd have to put out a business plan. And let me tell you, I've been there. I mean, the bank will critique that business plan. They'll try to shoot holes in it. I mean, it isn't an enjoyable process, but it's something you need to go through. And so many of our team members come in and they have none of that experience. They come from an employee background, no knowledge of this. And what's so beautiful, as you said, that 90-day game plan is truly the business plan. And you're saying, you know what, Marcia, Bill, Warren, Kyle, Sean, like, just fill the thing out. That's all I'm asking you, fill it out. And again, we get resistance, but I think this part of the day really pulls it all together. I mean, you're sort of smacking me on the side of the head going, come on, Warren. I mean, you want this, now do this. Yeah. And guess what? We've made it so much simpler than filling out a real business plan, like night and day difference. And I think it's huge.
Yeah. So, yeah, and so that really rounds it out. Right at the end, we just do a little summary that are what I call the non-negotiables. So if you want this, you know, there's some non-negotiables. And those things are, keep it simple. You've got to have conversations. You know, your business is not going to grow unless you get out there and talk about Isagenics. Use the new associate checklist. It's our system to make sure everyone comes in the right way. The 90-day game plan is your business plan. You have to have a business plan if you want a successful business. Isagenicsbusiness.com covers all the basics. It's all there for us. We should all know everything that's on there. We should know our back office inside out. We should, you know, the number of people who in one sentence say, I want to earn $3,000 a week or $30,000 a week, but they haven't clicked on every link in their back office, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, if you want to earn a lot of money, there's some things you have to do. And so you should know every single report inside out. You should know every single contest and promotion that's available for us to leverage to grow a business. You should know where every single resource is, where all the sales tools are. Like, that back office, that's amazing, that place. What we have in that back office, I mean, I just love it.
It's huge. I mean, here's a brilliant one, guys. You get this one for free. But so many of us are developing organizations, and as you know, they tend to spread. You may be located in Brisbane, all of a sudden you have a team forming in Perth, or you may be in Vancouver, Canada, and you have a team forming in L.A. And we bring in these team members, and I just assume that they're paying attention to the Super Saturdays coming up, there's a university training in LA, there's whatever going on, and then all of a sudden I'm talking to someone and, did you go to the Super Saturday? And it's like, what Super Saturday? They don't even know. Well, guess what? In your back office, you have the ability to look at different areas, be it of Canada, US, Australia, and you can look for events, say, happening in Los Angeles, because I know I have a team there. And guess what? I take it as my responsibility as a business owner to pay attention to that. And guess what? I let my team members know, hey, guys, like, next month we have a Super Saturday coming up. We want to get everyone to it. Oh, yeah, great idea, Warren. Let's go. Right? But you gotta treat this a little bit as a business, and that's huge.
Yeah, well, that's the other non-negotiable, Warren, is getting people to events and our five-year plan. And, you know, going back to Michael Klaus, I remember Michael at the first event I ever went to, and Michael said, you know, you need to have a five-year plan. And if you are willing to put in 10 to 15 hours a week, one Saturday a month, one weekend a quarter, for 2 to 5 years, you can have financial freedom. And I thought to myself, wow, the financial freedom for me at that first event was $100,000 a year. That would enable me not to have to work at my job. And so I thought, well, okay, 10 to 15 hours a week for 5 years, one Saturday a month, one weekend a quarter, and if I do that and I'm earning 100 grand a year residual for the rest of my life, am I in or am I out? And I thought, that's a no-brainer. I'm so in. I'm so going to do this. And, of course, you know, within 2 years, it was $1 million a year. Like, it's something so much more than I ever imagined was possible. But yeah, even if it was going to be, we're just coming up to 5 years in November, I would not have stopped for a single week because I committed back right at the start to 10 to 15 hours. And I decided then I was going to be happy if at the end of 5 years and committing that time week in, week out, I would be happy with 100 grand a year residual. And so I haven't stopped for a single day. And I won't until I reach the 5 year mark. So we've got to commit to something. And I just love how he simplifies that. And I think the rewards far outweigh the effort required in reality.
Jen, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, you look at Susan Sly. So many people in Isagenics look up to Susan Sly, and she committed to Jimmy Smith, her mentor as well, to be on auto ship for 7 years, right? Mm-hmm. It didn't matter. Whatever happened, if she didn't make a dime, she committed for 7 years she'd be on auto ship. And it's no different this. Michael Klaus's impact on you was 10 to 15 hours a week, one Saturday a month and one weekend a quarter for 5 years.
Yeah.
And basically you'd have a six-figure income for the rest of your life. Well, the reality is if people would actually do that, and I guess the difference, and there's a reason why you're a seven-figure money earner, is when you're investing the time, you're all in. It's not that, okay, yes, I'm working Isagenics right now, and you're surfing the Facebook, and there went 2 hours. No. When Jen and Jono invest time, it's like stopwatches on. It's income-producing activities. It's truly having an impact on their organization, on their team. It's not the fluff stuff. And I went through a phase, all of us do, where we get caught up in the fluff stuff. Like we think we're working our business, but then if Michael Klaus sat down next to you or next to me and started to analyze what Warren Lance was actually doing, hello, massive slap on the side of the head. Here I'm saying, yeah, I'm doing 10 to 15 hours a week, and the reality is I'm maybe putting in two or three.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference with you and Jonah was you heard that message early on, and because of your business background, you truly invested 10 to 15 hours a week of honest income-producing activity, and that's why you've created what you've created. But the beauty is, so can you. Whoever you is on this line, so can you. If you do what Jen and Jono have done, if you do what Lynn and Michael have done, if you do what Lisa DeMeo has done, if you do what Jimmy Smith has done, you're going to create the same results. It's available to all of us. But the question is, how bad do you want it? Jen and Jono wanted it bad. And Jen, I got to thank you for taking the time to share this in-touch training, because it's truly, it's hitting on the basics. It's hitting on the fundamentals that so many of the leaders in this company touch on, but I think you've done it in just a beautiful way, and I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome, Warren, and I'm happy to share it, and I hope it can help somebody.
Well, I know this, Jen. I'm coming down, and you and I are doing an in-touch training in Melbourne. I'm going to be, as you said, I'm down in Australia once or twice a year, and it's what I do. I believe I can make a difference down there just like you do, and I'm looking forward to doing one of these in-touch trainings with you. And I know Sean Owen and Carrie Lynn have brought it back, and it's starting to happen in Canada. I look to bring it back and have it start to happen in Phoenix and in L.A. and spread across, because it's really just a beautiful training that's incredibly well laid out, and it hits all the fundamentals. I mean, Michael Klaus and Lynn would go through it, and there wouldn't be objections. Lisa DeMeo could go through it, wouldn't be objections. Jimmy Smith would go through it. Susan Sly, I mean, it's just hitting on the fundamentals, but you've done it in just an eloquent way. So Thank you so much for sharing your perspective on the InTouch training. I know it's having a significant impact. And again, I just want to thank you for blessing us with your time.
Thanks so much for having me on the call, Warren. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And for those of you that were busily writing notes, I mean, I have pages and pages of notes, there's three ways you can get this recording. You can go to takeactionteam.com, and each week, like when you scroll through there, if you just click on the podcast link there, all the podcasts are listed. So you can scroll through and you can listen to this anytime you want, or the call that we did with Dr. Colgan, they're all there. Two, you can go to Take Action Team on Facebook. We have a group page there. You can find the link posted there. Or if you download the app Podomatic and follow Take Action Team, you'll automatically get sent the recording. It shows up on your smart device. And tomorrow morning when you're working out the gym or working out, going for a run, guess what? You can listen to this InTouch training with Jen Schultz, or a training from Michael Klaus or Lynn Hagedorn. It's available to you. So with that, everyone, have an amazing week, and I can't wait to chat with you very soon. Take care, everyone. Good night.
Night. Bye.